ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The devastating suicide of a 10-year-old Aboriginal boy in kinship care in WA last Friday has reignited a debate about the practice of child removals and the suitability of out-of-home care. Many, including the boy's parents, are demanding to know how and why this happened. The boy's parents are unable to speak publicly. They have had to speak through people who are intermediaries because of the strict laws around their ability to speak to media and beyond. Advocates say closing the gap targets to reduce the rates of suicide and the number of Indigenous children in out-of-home care are worsening. Linda Burney is the Minister for Indigenous Australians and she joins us this morning. Linda Burney, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning.
You've spoken to the West Australian Minister for Child Services and the Minister for Indigenous Australians. What have they told you?
They have expressed how seriously they are taking this issue. I, like them, believe it is such a tragic, sad situation to have a 10-year-old child not being able to see a future and deciding that life was not worth it is something that's tragic. In another lifetime, Patricia, as you probably are aware, I was the Minister for Community Services in New South Wales, and the overall philosophy in community services right across this country is the rights of the child have to come first.
And in this scenario, in this situation, have the rights of the child come first?
I think that they have. Obviously, there is much that cannot be said in relation to children in care. What we do know is this little boy was with relatives, and the important point for me is the work that needs to be done, the work that's being done, particularly at the federal level, in terms of keeping children safe. Like you said, the closing the gap target, which is target 12, is not on track. The number of Aboriginal children in care is growing, and that must be arrested. And there are a number of initiatives that we're undertaking, but there absolutely has to be a greater focus on prevention and the Aboriginal child placement principle. But in relation to the federal government, if I can just take a moment to say some of the things that we are doing is working absolutely in partnership with the Aboriginal community. There's a national plan to address violence against women and children with a specific plan for Aboriginal people. And on the 1st of July this year, it is my intention, along with the Prime Minister, to appoint our first ever Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children's Commissioner. The other thing, of course, is that it's such a great announcement. Amanda Rishworth has announced $40 million, which will provide 100 additional people to work in child protection across the country.
After his death, you said on social media that, it demands deep reflection. And of course, there has been a lot of reflection in some sections of the community. Does it need more, though, than reflection at a government level? I know you've spoken to the ministers and you say they're taking it seriously, but there is something systemically wrong, isn't there, in the WA child protection system for this to have occurred?
Look, I'm not going to comment on the WA child protection system, but what I will say, Patricia, is that, and people listening to us this morning will understand, that when it comes to Aboriginal children in care, the weight of history is absolutely there, intergenerational trauma, the overhang from the stolen generations. And as I say, it is about prevention, not waiting till a child gets or a family gets to the edge of the cliff and falls off and have an ambulance at the bottom waiting for us. The Minister for Health has also just announced mandatory health checks for children in home care, both physical and mental, and that's going to be an incredibly important indicator for governments in relation to individual children.
When children are removed, it's incredibly hard for them to have access to their parents again. And we know, obviously, access to your parents is a pretty important part of a child's development. Does this need to be re-looked at?
The principle of the rights of the child are paramount. And, of course, children have a say in all systems about whether they want to see their parents or not. I'm not saying that's the case here, but that is something that's very, very important. The issue really is, you know, prevention, not getting to the edge of the cliff. And one of the things that I am very interested in following through is that we made a $17,000 announcement in our spring, it's not so long ago, to for the health service there to work with children who have neurological challenges, be it fetal alcohol syndrome or other issues of a neurological type. And that's going to be incredibly important in terms of prevention. And when it comes to justice issues, Patricia, what the federal government is doing is investing in justice for investment in both Alice Springs and Katherine and a number of other places in Northern Territory.
Given suicide is the leading cause of death for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, what can you do as the federal minister to step in now to ensure that there will be no more of these deaths by suicide by Aboriginal children in coming weeks and months? I mean, this is a devastating case, but if this case is repeated, that's what everyone's concern is. How can you stop it?
It is a devastating case, and the way to stop it are the measures that I have outlined already, a standalone plan to address violence, mandatory health checks in home for children in home care, investment into looking at issues that lead children into home care, and of course supporting families that are starting to unravel. They're the ways in which you stop these terrible deaths. And we've also got, of course, a suicide prevention program in 12 communities across Australia, which is going to continue.
Is 12 communities enough? Are you looking at expanding it?
At the moment, the funding is for 12 communities, but obviously that is not the only thing that we're doing in the prevention space. The suicide of this little boy is such a confronting issue for everyone. I can hear it in your voice and you can probably hear it in mine. And there has to be a real look at prevention, not, as I say, the edge of the cliff.
What concerns many of our listeners, and certainly me, is that this is not top priority for the WA government. This rolls around as a story and then disappears. There feels to me like perhaps the foot is off the accelerator here and it needs to be full throttle. Are you really confident that this is at the top of their agenda?
Well, I've certainly made it very clear in my discussions with the minister that it is so important. There is going to be a coronial inquest, which is appropriate, and that coronial inquest will make recommendations which have to be looked at extraordinarily carefully.
Minister, the boy's parents have been gagged by law from speaking out about this. Does the law need to change?
As I said, Patricia, earlier on, is that the rights of the child are paramount in any case like this. The West Australian government and governments across Australia have very strict protocols in place when it comes to children and out-of-home care. But what's alarming is the number of Aboriginal children is growing in out-of-home care, and that's where we've got to focus.
I've been told from people on the ground who I speak to that there's a very low school attendance rates for kids in out-of-home care. Is that your understanding as well? And do you have data available to you about school attendance rates in relation to children in kinship and care?
Look, I actually don't. I have not heard of the situation that you've just described. What I have seen is very low participation rates of Aboriginal children, particularly in remote communities, but I haven't seen anything specific in relation to children in out-of-home care. What's crucial for Aboriginal children in out-of-home care is to keep them as much as possible connected to family and community.
Minister, are you concerned about the lack of national attention to a case like this? Is there a double standard?
I don't think there's a double standard, and I agree with you absolutely. There has to be absolute attention when a child this young dies because they have taken their own life and that child is in out-of-home care. That means we have to redouble our efforts on issues of prevention, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Minister for Indigenous Australians, Linda Burney. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.